Celebrating a new presidency, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. For decades, each time a new president is inaugurated, the U.S. Postal Service offers special postmarks on Inauguration Day. Collectors often submit special envelopes, which, with stamps and these postmarks, become inaugural covers. A cover is the stamp collecting term for a collectible envelope. For President Obama's first term, there were postmarks offered in Hawaii, his birthplace, Chicago, his hometown, and Joe Biden's birthplace and hometown, as well as the standard location, Washington, D.C. There was plenty of advance notice, and many covers were serviced. The same happened 4 years later, although not with as much attention. But for a while this year, it seemed there wouldn't be any inaugural covers. The Postal Service didn't announce any special postmarks until just a few days before Inauguration Day, and then just one in Washington. No postmark from New York City, nothing from Vice President-elect Mike Pence's hometown of Columbus, Indiana. There's no explanation from the Postal Service. It's just another strange occurrence in what's been a strange presidential transition. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.